This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Iran says it no longer will limit the number of centrifuges used to enrich uranium, a virtual abandonment of the 2015 nuclear deal. The move comes 2 days after a U.S. missile strike in Baghdad killed the top Iranian general Qasem Soleimani, leading to threats of Iranian revenge. But the Sunday statement did not make any explicit threats that Iran is seeking a nuclear weapon, something Iran has always denied it wants to do. Its statement said Iran will still cooperate with the International Atomic Energy Agency. Meanwhile, there's still lots of reaction, as many analysts say the escalation between Iran and the United States could be a precursor to war. More from VOA's Harash Arabasadi.
Iraq's parliament reacted Sunday by approving a resolution asking their government to oust American troops. President Trump, at an event Friday in Miami, said killing Soleimani stopped an imminent threat.
He was plotting attacks against Americans, but now we've ensured that his atrocities have been stopped for good. They are stopped for good. I don't know if you know what was happening, but he was planning a very major attack, and we got him.
Skeptics call the evidence for a Soleimani-led major attack razor-thin and say it puts Americans at risk. Sunday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the strike came at just the right time. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News, Washington.
And President Trump says the United States will not leave Iraq unless it is paid back for a U.S. air base it built there. He told reporters on Air Force One Sunday night that the U.S. has an extraordinarily expensive air base in Iraq that costs billions of dollars. The United States uses 12 different military facilities across Iraq.